Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Download the Wendy's app today.
Welcome in. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Charlie Usen. How are y'all doing? Probably better than the Buccaneers head coach last night, cussing up a storm in the postgame press conference.
Yeah, he was not happy.
He's going to get fired.
Yeah.
He's done after this year.
I think all defensive head coaches are just going to get fired.
There's no reason to hire one.
No, not at all.
Sorry, Jeff Hafley. I there's no chance I would ever hire one. Todd Bowles, sorry. It's been real. See ya. Bye-bye. No chance that's happening. Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, the one, the only. He is by Ryan Wood on X, the Green Bay Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Ryan Wood, how are you doing this afternoon, Ryan Wood?
I'm good. So there's never a situation, a scenario in which you could see hiring a defensive head coach. Not one.
Never for the
zero
rest.
Out of 100.
Never for the rest of my life would I ever hire a defensive head coach. No chance whatsoever. You want to know why? Because if I need a quarterback, and more than likely if you're taking over a head coaching job, you probably need a quarterback. I do not want my head coach or my offensive coordinator slash play caller, see Ben Johnson, leaving to go somewhere else, and then I have to figure out how to get that quarterback in the same rhythm that I had. If Matt LaFleur is my head coach and Jordan Love is my quarterback, unless things go completely sideways, those two together can be together their entire career for the most part. See Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
I almost entirely agree with you. Can I pitch you one potential scenario?
Okay.
What if you are the New York Giants? What if you firmly believe institutionally, organizationally, that Jackson Dart is the dude, that you've got the guy? What if you look at that defensive front you've got in New York and you're thinking, boy, we got Jackson Dart. We got Malik Nabers coming back at some point. If we can come in and complement what we have here on this offense, the pieces that we believe in, what could that do? You don't think that's a scenario where you could go defense?
You have a young quarterback. Like, I want my head coach to be the guy that's going to develop and work with his young guy and be on the same page for the next decade. If I go get an offensive coordinator and let's say they hit it off and now this is going to be the thing and it's going to work, and now that guy jets after a year or two, and now that defensive-minded guy has to figure out another play caller that's going to be on the same page with Jackson Dart. Now, I feel like I can find a defensive coordinator easier than I can find a great play caller.
Okay. That's a fair statement. I'm just, if I'm a defensive coordinator getting head coaching gigs, I don't take one at, I don't even entertain the idea unless I know I got a quarterback in the building.
Sure.
Because otherwise you're signing up to get fired.
I mean, I
you
got to
have a quarterback.
So but, are you taking this down the road because Jeff Hafley is a guy that may be entertained by the Giants?
It's interesting, isn't it? To me, if I'm Jeff Hafley, If your team doesn't have a quarterback, I'm staying right here in Green Bay where I got Micah Parsons, where I'm going to be a name for the next few seasons, few carousels, and I'm waiting. Hey, Ben Johnson did this. It worked out pretty well for him. I know he's an offensive guy, but he waited until he found a place where he felt like there was a quarterback in place that he could grow with and gave him a fighting chance. If I'm a defensive guy, that's even more important, and absolutely. Now, the reason why it's interesting, though, New York Giants, if Jackson Dart is that guy, that could be an attractive destination for a defensive guy. I think that's going to be a very interesting situation. I'm not saying Jeff Hafley's the next coach of the New York Giants. It'd be very surprising if he didn't get an interview. I'm not saying he's going to win the interview. I'm not saying he's losing the interview either. But that, if that, that would be a very interesting situation.
If he takes that job, I would like him to take Stanovich with him. I want McDaniel to get fired in Miami, and I want McDaniel to be the play caller for LaFleur. That would be my
scenario.
You're
0-2 on that.
Yeah, that's what
I don't think McDaniel's getting fired, and I don't think Stanovich is going anywhere.
Well, I agree with you that I am 0-2, and that probably will not happen. But if we're throwing out scenarios that I would like, that would be a scenario that I would be appreciative of. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Follow him on X at By Ryan Wood, live streaming on X and YouTube as well at WI Sports Radio here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. All right, so we heard Josh Jacobs talking like, hey, man, I want to play, man. They're going to have to tell me no because I want to get out there and I want to play. Well, previous experience tells us that if anybody wants to play, Matt LaFleur will let him play. If the doctor says, hey, I can't do any worse, go ahead. So I'm guessing I'm going to expect him to play, especially now knowing that he practiced today. What's your expectation?
Well, I get the broader point, but let's zero in here on Josh Jacobs. We also heard Matt LaFleur say today, according to Josh Jacobs, he's feeling pretty good. Yeah. And if Josh Jacobs is feeling pretty good, now they got to see how he feels Saturday coming out of this practice. But if he's feeling pretty good, is there any doubt that Josh Jacobs is playing? No. If he's feeling pretty good, I'd be shocked if he didn't play. And I said all week, I'd be surprised if he didn't play, even with him not practicing, which only makes sense because if you got a bulky knee, you don't need more practice reps with Josh Jacobs. I know he likes them. You don't need them. This, to me, is a very different conversation than a few weeks ago, Minnesota Vikings week, where if you sit Josh Jacobs and go with Emmanuel Wilson, that shouldn't be sacrificing the week against the Vikings at home. You should still be able to win that game easily, and they did. And it was prescient that they got a week off for Josh Jacobs going into that short week against Detroit. This is very different. This is the number two rush defense. Say all you want about the Broncos pass rush, which is on pace to set, you know, every record. This is number two rush defense in the NFL. This might be the best defensive front, at least the size of the Houston Texans, in the NFL. Emmanuel Wilson, he's a fine backup running back. This is a week you need Josh Jacobs, and it's a very important week because if you lose this game and the Bears win in Cleveland, you're going to Chicago next week with the NFC North flip, needed to win that game to get back ahead.
So what happens if Cleveland beats the Bears and they say Jacobs is a game-time decision? Does that sway you at all if Cleveland upsets the Bears?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would be very surprised if they didn't base the totality of the decision on how Josh Jacobs' knee is feeling. If it is good to play, then he will be active.
Well, it's not going to be good to play. He's got fluid in it, doesn't he? So he's going to have a bad knee either way.
Yes, but is it bad enough that he cannot play, or can he play? That is going to be the decision. It is a medical decision. It'll be in close consultation with the training staff, the medical staff. And I don't think any other game sways that needle one way or the other. It comes down to the knee and how fit it is to play.
Ryan, this Packer wide receiving core finally put together the way everybody wants it to be. One of the talking points earlier this week was the limited action of Romeo Doubs in doing anything whatsoever. Dontavian Wicks, I literally texted you at halftime and said, hey, man, is he hurt? Is he playing? What is going on with Dontavian Wicks? And then obviously we have the Matthew Golden situation too. I mean, Romeo Doubs is a free agent after this year. So, I mean, long term, if this isn't going to work out or whatever the case may be, no big deal. You have more than enough wide receivers to cover. But I am a little bit surprised that Watson comes back, Reed comes back, and Doubs just kind of goes away that quickly in this whole thing. I thought even with those two guys out there playing that he would still have a significant role because him and Jordan Love seem to always be on the same page.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'm surprised. I've been saying all season, what surprised me early in the year, the NFL is a competitive situation. You got to get the ball most often to your best players. That is offensive football. It
sure is
that simple.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like, you know, they're year three, year four, and with this young core that's now starting to be on the very back end of their rookie contracts, it's not like they've been here for 5 minutes. These guys have all had years to develop, and no one person develops the same. They're all on different paths here, and it's been some time. And it just seemed like they were preoccupied early in the season with trying to feed all the mouths, keep everyone happy, at times maybe at the expense of a competitive situation. That sure seems to be gone. They are, just look at the targets. They're giving the ball most often to their best players.
Yep.
It makes sense in how the pieces all fit together. Christian Watson is the take the top off the defense guy. You want a one high single safety back deep against him. They're going to check it down to a slant, and good luck catching him. That's what he's going to do. And then Jaden Reed, in his first game back, is to stay on schedule with jet sweeps, with short out routes, stay on schedule, down in distance. It's not like Christian Watson can't do the intermediate and Jaden Reed can't make big plays. Those both happen too. But with the two of them, you have a presence in the passing game on every level of the field. Where's Romeo Doubs' presence? What part of the field does he own? I'm still waiting to see it 4 years in. He's had great games here. He had a great game wild card in Dallas. I'm not saying he could have great games again, but week in and week out, I'm thinking Christian, I know what he does. I'm thinking Jaden Reed. I know what he does. I don't have that same answer with Romeo Doubs.
Okay, let me throw this out at you. So every quarterback normally, college, high school, pro, whatever, every quarterback normally has that guy that he feels most comfortable, that safety valve, that if it's a zone, he'll figure out a way to get open inside of that zone and get you a five-yard gain or whatever the case may be. I kind of feel like Tucker Kraft was kind of doing that a little bit. I feel like Romeo Doubs has kind of been that guy for Jordan Love as well. So he can't even fill that type of role, even if it's not, you know, running 15-yard routes or anything like that?
I'm not saying he can't. But what I am saying is I think we're seeing Christian Watson and Jaden Reed also do that.
Yeah.
Go back to Christian Watson's long touchdown, 51-yarder in Detroit. They had mirrored verticals, one right vertical, one left vertical. Do you know who was the left vertical? It was Romeo Doubs. And if you freeze frame at 20, 25 yards downfield, Romeo Doubs looks more open because DJ Reed bit on an inside move before he cut it up. Christian Watson against Amik Robertson, he doesn't look so open. Except Jordan Love has realized 6'4", 4'3 speed, which he has not lost a tenth of a second since that torn ACL. Christian Watson's always open. So what does he do? He throws it up to Christian Watson, and he was open because he's that physically gifted. You're seeing the quarterback that is putting a lot of faith and trust into his most talent, his most dynamic receivers, and is paying dividends for this offense.
It's Time with Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette Packers beat writer here on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Lossy. Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Wisconsin Sports Daily served up by Wendy's. This offensive line against this pass rush of Denver is something else that I'm concerned about. I don't get concerned about Belton run blocking, but I think I might be a little bit concerned about this offensive line. Rasheed Walker hasn't had the best of the years. Banks, I don't know. I guess he's been okay. And then Belton at right guard has had his moments where maybe he's blocked the wrong guy and so forth. What kind of confidence do you have in this line coming into Sunday?
I think that's the key question, Sparky. This Broncos pass rush against an offensive line that seems to have started over these maybe the last month to really started to figure it out. But it's not an elite offensive line. It hasn't reached that level. And at moments this season, it is tripped on its face. And this is not a week to do that. They will kill you if you trip on your face against this defense.
Yep.
That's the key question. But at the end of the day, the quarterback makes the pass protection way more than the offensive line. There is a lot of responsibility on Jordan Love to mitigate the pass rush, to get into the right coverages, to know where his hots are, to get rid of the football, and to make plays. Like that is what is going to beat this pass rush more than anything else. Similar to, you know, remember Week 4? When the Packers went to Dallas,
yep.
Dak Prescott put on a masterclass of beating a great pass rush, didn't he? That's what Jordan Love has to do this week.
On the defensive side of the ball, that left tackle for the Broncos Bulls, he's pretty good, obviously. They're going to need probably more than Micah Parsons in this game, is my guess.
Certainly on the interior against the run, right? And the Broncos, that's not their game, but you can't let it become their game. You got to get off the field. You can't have three series of 10-plus plays like did against the Bears. You can't gas yourself out because this is a fourth-quarter team. I haven't verified Matt LaFleur. He's been saying all week 9 of their 11 wins have been fourth-quarter comebacks. Whatever the number is, that's what they do. I mean, go back to that win that they had at home against the Giants. They had no business winning that game. They're playing the altitude against a fourth quarter. You can't gas yourself out. You've got to get off the field in this game.
What's your prediction, Ryan Wood?
Man, this is a tough one. Here's something interesting about the Broncos. Do you know the last time they played a team with a winning record?
No, tell me.
It was the beginning of November against the Houston Texans, who, by the way, after losing that game, were 3-5. They weren't this Houston Texans yet. You got to go back to the beginning of October, Week 5, before then, that win that they had in Philly, the last time that they played a team with a winning record. They haven't played. They're 11-2, one seed in the AFC. It's been a pretty soft schedule. So with the Packers, what they've been doing these past couple weeks, I think you're seeing is a team that is ascending at the right time. This is a great opportunity to show that's real. I look, these are very similar teams, two great defenses, two offenses that are not really going to scare either of these defenses. To me, the difference is Jordan Love and Bo Nix. I think Jordan Love is more ahead. He needs to be the difference. I think he will. I want to have the Packers.
I like it. I think the Packers being favored by 2.5 is a big red flag if you're a Broncos fan of where all the money is going right now. And normally the money tends to be right more than it's wrong. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
All right, take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.